I'm Lalo Alcaraz and Esteban Zuhl, Jeffrey Keller are here. And we are now joined by Miranda Gonzalez from the play Mascogos. And I don't think anybody's mispronounced that. I've never heard that word. What is that from? And welcome to the Pocho Hour of Power.
Hey, qué onda, Pochos? I hope everything's good. Thank you for asking that question. That's really great. Mascogos is the term that's used for Black Seminoles. They were slaves in Florida that fled to Mexico, to the northern part of Mexico in the municipality Musquis, Coahuila. So that's what that is about. It's a people.
Oh, cool. Okay, I get it now. And you're directing a play?
Nope, I wrote it.
You wrote the play and it is at the LATC, and it's ongoing, already open.
Yes, it did. It runs till November 9th.
Oh, great. I'm glad we have you here with plenty of time to promote it. Tell us about this play.
Well, it's a play about, it's a historical science fiction. I want to start with that. And it happens in the past and the present. And it is about a boy who is 18 years old, whose name is Jamari. And he is living in 1864, and he gets episodes. And they don't know what it is. And every time he gets an episode, he goes to the future, to present day West Side Chicago, which is where I was born and raised, which is where I am right now. So, yeah, that's what the story is about. And it's about figuring out what it is and why it's happening.
Wow. Shout out to Chicago and their response to the ICE raids and the invasion from the federal government. A sidebar. Have you heard anything happen, like, up close and personal from your friends or family there? Can you tell us something that's going on in Chicago?
Yeah, 100%. So one of our aldermen, I run a theater company called Urban Theater in Humboldt Park. And one of our personal aldermen, who I have known since she was 17, Jessie Fuentes, went into an ER room to ask about a person who had been arrested and hurt by ICE. And she just went in to ask about that. ICE was there. She approached them and said, "Do you have a judicial warrant for his arrest?" They wouldn't answer. They got very aggressive and arrested her. And that was caught on camera. It went viral. She was just on CNN yesterday. And, that has been happening all over. I was in LA when that invasion occurred and when it got really, really aggressive. And my daughter, who is 20, who was in college here in Chicago, called me up and let me know that there was a lot of activity happening around her university and that they had to stay home for classes a couple of times because of how aggressive it is. My son's school also sent out an email asking for us to parents to barricade the children because wow. I was around the corner and was snatching children to question them. So it's been aggressive and it has been violent on their part. I have been proud of my city for doing amazing things in like coming out in droves in neighborhoods and, blowing their whistles and making sure that everybody knows that they're there. We have had senators come out and tell people to stay in their homes. It has been, I'm proud of us for showing up the way that we showed up. And what I don't think that people know about us is that our determination runs very long and very deep. And we are people who just don't mess around. So if you want us to stand on business, we're going to stand on business. And that's what we're doing. So I just wanted to add that in. But we have been, I'm about to get on a call in a couple of days to talk about resources for folks and to talk about how we can continue to gather and to stand up for our community.
Wow. Well, we are here in LA. Obviously, we are proud of the response. And especially the governor, especially the local elected officials are doing their jobs there. I'm not trying to say anything about ours over here right now. But, using the law to combat ICE makes sense and seems to be working. But, yeah, they're out of control. Let's talk play. What inspired you to write this play?
Well, I was commissioned by a Latino theater company to write a play about the Underground Railroad. They actually had a bunch of themes. There's 11 of us who are part of that cohort, and some of them are Angelenos themselves, like Luis Alfaro, whose plays have been over all over the country, and Karen Zacharias, who is from who lives in Washington, D.C., who's is one of the most produced Latina playwrights in the country as well. They're a part of the cohort too. So we chose a theme, and being a person who's African American and Mexican, I was like, yep, I will take the Underground Railroad to Mexico. Like, what a great way to get my two cultures to intersect, and to really talk about what it means to be ni de aquí ni de allá, and what it means to truly be free. So I did a ton of research. I started in early 2021 with the theme and with my research. And when I was reading a book called South to Freedom, that pretty much was all of the themes included, like every story you can think of about the Underground Railroad, and that really showed that African Americans are not a monolith. One of the towns was Musgis, Coahuila, and that's where my grandmother was born. And my grandmother is of Yaqui descent and is, a really dark woman. And I thought, you know what? In honor of my abuelita, I'm going to write about these people. So I did. It's been wonderful to watch it unfold. And we even had a person show up who was a Muscogo descendant who came to see the play opening night. And I
Wow.
was really nervous. Like, I was like, ay, ¿qué van a decir la gente? Like, what are they going to say about this? But he was very wonderful and moved and emotional, and he thanked me and we hugged, and it was just really gorgeous.
So,
So it's been a great journey.
well, Miranda, we know that Harriet Tubman had the Underground Railroad getting people out who needed to escape slavery into Canada. And the Muscogos obviously were trying to escape into Mexico. And is there any comparisons to that? Was there a like one figure, or was it like a the same kind of railroad that maybe Harriet Tubman was doing? Or how'd you come across this in your research about this?
Yeah, what after my research, and there's so many stories because it's the least archived, like there are not a lot of like firsthand accounts like Harriet Tubman. But in this case, Juan Caballo, also known as Joe Horse, or Juan Cavallo, was a leader in the Black Seminoles, the Muscogo people, and would go back and forth from the Indian Territory and take folks into northern Mexico. He was one of the many. In Texas, they're doing a whole like hike and trek. Like you can take the journey to different ranchos there, and really see what was the journey or who it was that helped. So it was many different families. But growing up, especially with that too, with being Black and Mexican, like I always thought to myself, my grandparents are from Louisiana. Why would I go north? Like it's colder. Like I would have gone south. I would have been like, you know what? Mexico's right there. Like that's probably like, I don't know, a week journey instead of, a month journey. Me voy pa allá. So,
Well, maybe because Louisiana already had loose drinking laws. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? But I'm sure that was like, all right, go ahead, go south. So I would definitely say that there is a difference just in like what has been documented. So they don't really know how many runaway slaves went south. They think it's between 3,000 and 10,000, and some people say it's up to 20,000 plus. Like they don't know. Because we were so good on being mestizos, right? Like we were so good with those Casta paintings about mezclando and mixing and all of that, that a lot of mixture happened over the centuries.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Can
And a
I tell
lot
you
of,
real quick?
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me tell a real quick
Sure,
story.
go ahead.
Is a Chicano studies professor asked me, where's your family from? And on my mom's side, they're from Sinaloa, from a little town called Villaunion. He goes, oh, Villaunion. He goes, you know what the original name of Villaunion was? I go, no, I do not. And it was also on the coast with Mazatlan. This is where my family's from. And he goes, Villa de los Mulatos. I'm like, really? And he says, yeah, that's where like they brought the first slaves on the West Coast, at least in that area. And
And then they, like you just said, they mixed. And I think that's why, you know, they always say the women from Sinaloa are the prettiest women in Mexico. And my mom would totally agree with that.
I wonder if they look like me. Just kidding.
Yeah. If
yeah,
only people could see you right now.
I know. You know, Jose Luis Valenzuela, who's the director of Mascogos, is from Sinaloa and his family's in Mazatlán.
Oh, yeah, figures.
I'm like, knowing him, he's gonna be like, "Where's the name of his family?" He probably knows your family.
Oh, I know Jose Luis for about 30 years, so.
Yeah, the
Nice.
beauty of this story is when the slave owners try to come to Mexico and get the slaves, Mexican people said, no, they free here. You cannot have them.
They
And
said, turn around, bang, bang.
nobody talks about that. That's why I always get mad when there's beef between black folks and Latino, because I'm like, you know, you could be related. You don't even know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's right.
I hate the internet, but I love the internet when people post their stories about, well, here's a history that you don't know about the Underground Railroad to Mexico and how Mexico rejected slavery before anybody else. And, you know, so shut up. So I do like that. And your play is another effort in that. And it is running at LATC through when?
November 9th.
November 9th. That is fantastic.
I came with a special code too for tonight and tomorrow.
Oh,
Oh my,
dang.
please tell us about the special code.
If you have the code community, you can see the play tonight and tomorrow for free.
Love it.
What?
Love it.
Community. Oh, if I only knew how to spell that. Damn. Miranda, thank you so much for joining us on the Pocho Hour Power, and congratulations on your show. And we expect many more shows from you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Have a great one.
You
And viva
too.
Chicago.
Yeah.